Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, sister.
Hey, sister for life.
Welcome, everybody. It's our very first Sisters for Life episode. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being there. We're glad to be here.
Thank you for everybody for being here.
So we want to start off by introducing ourselves just to give you some background on what we're about, why we wanted to do this show, and hopefully you'll come back and join us again sometime.
Yes, so I'll go first. My name
is Anika Stansel, and I
basically wanted to have a blog talk radio that was really catered to women of color and really to kind of touch on some issues that affect us, you know, in our day-to-day life, as well as affect the community. And I know there is very important to have an outlet for, you know, where we could come to the table and have different discussions that will empower us and make us better. So I really felt the need for that, and I really look forward to, you know, our blog talk show and being able to have those discussions that we need to have. A little bit about myself. I am currently a teacher, first grade teacher. I have three beautiful children, two boys and a little girl. I also run a nonprofit organization. It's a mentoring program for elementary age girls, because we have so many things out there for the older girls, but we need to start while they're younger and do a little bit of prevention instead of intervention. So I don't know what else there is to really say. I could go on and on, but we're not going to do that. So we'll go ahead and let Ms. Kaya introduce herself.
Well, I just want to say that you are a phenomenal sister.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm Kaya Kane. I'm a certified life coach. I work with people who want to get unstuck and start living their very best lives. So in order to do what I do, I decided to get with my sister, Anika, and step out on faith and step out of our own comfort zones. So that's what this show is really about. This is really about us stepping outside of our comfort zones and doing something that we've always wanted to do. I recently got married, so I'm a newlywed, and I'm just navigating. Thank you, girl. So I'm just navigating, you know, working full-time, building my business, and also taking care of my man at home. So it's just
that's
so many.
That's right, girl.
That's right. So many things that we know that other women out there can relate to, finding that balance between your professional life and your personal life, making sure
absolutely.
That you take care of your body. We're going to talk about health and wellness. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about me time. I mean, women,
mm-hmm.
we're very special beings, and there's a lot to us. And on this show, we
mm-hmm.
want to just focus on what matters to sisters.
That's
what we're about.
Right. And we also want to create this forum so where everyone feels safe and comfortable with expressing, you know, how they feel and sharing their topic, I mean, sharing on the topic. So I also wanted to put that out there because the more opinions and, you know, things that feelings of others that we can consider, the more meaningful the conversations will go and the more that we can learn from each other.
Absolutely. That's what this is about. Now, our sister connection goes way back to a place called CAU.
Yes,
we
exactly.
actually lived on the same floor and Bumpstead, and
right
we just had that instant connection.
Yeah.
Right next door to each other. freshman year, so you know what that was like.
Exactly. Those years.
Yes, just so you know, Lanika was always going home. And one day I stopped her in the hallway, and I'm like, girl, you need
right.
to stay on campus more, okay?
Exactly.
Don't be going home all the time. We can't go home. I'm from New Jersey, so I definitely couldn't go home every weekend.
Right. And I remember you saying that.
Me too. And it's, you know, it's been on from there.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, and I mean, I'm sure that a lot of women out there can connect with that one friend that, you know, you seem to just connect with. Because I remember meeting you and just after, you know, hanging out with you for a while and talking, that we had so much in common. We thought about
yeah.
how our families were so, you know, much alike. We're both Pisces, you know, being born in March. So if you, you know, really look at, you know, if you're a believer in, like, the astrology and different characteristics of
mm-hmm.
the different signs, you know, we both have, you know, those qualities and characteristics. And just connecting, you know, on a level, even spiritually, you know, just kind of making each other better, like going through something and just being able to talk to you and just your wisdom, you know. And so that's, like, I guess that's kind of, you know, where Sisters for Life comes from, you know, just being sisters for life, meaning longevity, and meaning
yes.
sisters for life, like being pro-life and living your life to the fullest.
You better preach, girl. You better preach.
you know that's how it is.
That's how it is. It's about having that connection. You know how you have a friendship. And, you know, friendships take work. Let's just talk about it. Friendships
yeah.
take work. And sometimes you can just let your friendship fall by the wayside. But when you have that real lasting connection, you can go a little while without hearing from one
right.
another. But as soon as you get back together, it's like no time has passed.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what
so
we've
true.
Always had. Like, I feel like we've always rooted for one another, whether we've
right.
talked a lot or whether we've caught up over time.
Right. It's just having, like, it's a genuine, you know, regard for, you know, the next person, you know.
Right.
So it's so easy to just kind of, you know, to, you know, let that extend that to your friendships.
Exactly. I love it.
Yes.
So what's your intentions for this year, sis?
Okay, so, you know, I was, I don't know, I can't remember, I guess I was talking to you before, and I said, you know, I'm just so tired of making the New Year's resolutions, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody, like, even with it what being the 20th of January, think about how many resolutions already, you know, are blown and people have forgotten, you know, what they said they were going to do for the new year on, you know, December 28th, making their resolutions, and they're not doing it anymore. So for a long time, I said, you know, when people would ask me, yeah, what are your resolutions? And I just basically said, you know, that I didn't really have one, because honestly came to the conclusion that every day it could be a new start. You don't have to wait until January 1st or a new year to start off doing something, you know, that you want to do, you know. So I kind of took that mindset, but it is also important just, to, you know, to have goals. So I said, okay, what the heck? This year, let me get financially, you know, sound. So I'm really
mm-hmm.
trying to make sure that I'm doing better financially in the new year. You know, I have my 3 kids, and, you know, also I forgot to mention this in my introduction. I don't know how this, you know, slipped my mind, but I did just graduate, you know, with the Master's in Community Counseling. So this is also, thank you. This is also what led me to this path, but I'm digressing. So when I look at, you know, now it's time to pay those loans back. So I looked and I was like, man, look, like all of this college debt, you know, and now I have 3 kids that, in the future, I want them to attend college. So it's like I don't want them to be able, you know, to be in so much debt. And, you know, even because I have three of them, if, you know, I can't do it all, I can at least save up something to help them, you know, maybe a car or something. So it's like now is the time to, you know, get everything right, you know, even for my kids. So when, you know, they're when they get older. So, and also learning, you know, I feel like a lot of women of color, we don't really know about those things out there that can help us with our finances, like stocks and different things that will allow us to accrue interest, you know, build the money that we already have, you know, doing like small businesses or something on the side. Like we don't really have access to that, you know, information, or we don't go, I'm not going to say we don't have access to it, but we don't necessarily know how to go out there and get it. So it's also about being financially savvy at the same
right.
time. So if you're asking, what am I going to do this year? Then that's one of the things. So what about
right.
you?
Well, I definitely agree with what you said about finances. I mean, money rules the world. And I think mm-hmm. when it comes to sisters, sometimes we don't really know how to manage our resources. We work hard, but sometimes you live paycheck to paycheck, and that's not a great feeling. And then you have
Absolutely.
Debt. You know what I mean? Like you said, you're talking real talk. It's like you have debt to go after your dreams to make a difference, but
mm-hmm.
you still have to pay all that stuff back and take care of your current bills.
Exactly.
So I know it's real. And I definitely want to get my finances, you know, in a greater place. I feel like entrepreneurship has really been on my mind and on my heart for a long time. So what I'm
mm-hmm.
really doing this year is my intention is to really push my life coaching business. It's something that I'm not only passionate about, but I think really is my higher calling in this world, you know, working with people, helping them to get unstuck. It doesn't feel like work. And I think...
Mm-hmm.
we have to choose a business that does not feel like work.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because it
great
is going to take, yeah, it's going to take a lot of your time. Because even with Girls with Purpose, like, you know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of research. You may think you know something and start doing it and you don't. So you
right.
have to be able, you have to have a passion for that or you'll give up. You know, very quickly, you know,
Thank
and then
you.
The world doesn't get to see, you know, your contribution, you know, to the world. So
exactly.
Yeah. So you made like perfect sense, you know, with that.
And it's all about putting together partnerships. You know how you find a partner and it may not be the right fit. You can't give up. You have to, you know, like they say, no man is an island. And I think, this year is really going to be about putting together successful partnerships so that you find
mm-hmm.
that person that you can work with. You find that person that shares your vision. You find that person that's in alignment with where you're trying to go. And together, you can go pretty far.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So I look forward. This definitely represents that for me. I'm like, partnership, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if
right.
we continue to do that in other areas of our lives, we'll be great.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if you're not doing the same thing, which is funny because you and I, it's kind of like, you know, the life coaching and the counseling that kind of runs parallel. But
yes,
even
it does.
If it's, even if you were to get with a sister, you know, who might not want to do the same thing that you're doing, it's
exactly.
still important to find that person that will always, you know, reignite your passion and help keep you motivated. Like that's like so big because I remember, you know, lately just kind of feeling like having a moment of just feeling like not motivated, not wanting
and
to
we've
keep
all been
pressing.
There.
Right. And then it just took that one phone call, like you called out the blue one day, and then it just kind of triggered my motivation, you know, just hearing you excited about what you're doing and your energy, you know, then it's like, dang, I need to get back on it, you know. If Kaya can do it, if I can do it too, you know, I can keep pressing. So it's also all about having the people in your corner that, you know, want to see you do your best and want to see you achieve your goals